WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time for high school football on WCDO Sports at FM 101 and AM 1490 and streaming online at WCDOsports.com. Now, to call all the action, here's Greg Davey and Tim Cutting.
Good evening and welcome from the home of the Bobcats, Bainbridge Guilford. It's Greg Davey along with Tim Cutting. Has not had this combination. We have not had this since Cornell in a snowstorm in 1996 when we did a BG Green girls game. So it's been that long, but we've been lifelong friends, so I don't think it's a problem. But, Tim, you got one of the most exciting finishes ever in local high school football last week with BG at Delhi last week.
Couldn't have said it better. I mean, it was just the most amazing thing. I said it on air, and I'm going to say it again. I've never seen a sideline go from total elation to depression in such a quick amount of time. I mean, it was just unbelievable. And, you felt bad for the BG Bobcats because they fought hard all game long and just came up short at the end. That's all that it was.
I didn't know if that video's gone viral or not, but my goodness, everybody has seen it, and it's an amazing finish. And the irony, of course, Dave Kelly in a blue shirt on the BG sidelines against his old team, coached by Matt Newman, who went to school at Unitigo, so it's all kind of local and fun. But, Delhi snuck away here with that win last week. But tonight, BG tried to get on the winning track for real, and they'll have to do it against one of the best Class D teams and, of course, one of their local rivals, the Unitigo Spartans. Spartans coming in at 3-0, looking real good for the most part. They've slipped up a bit, but hey, at 3-0, you can afford to do that. BG 0-3, both teams have played one division game. That was last week. Unitigo exploding for 41 against Deposit Hancock, and of course the BG Delhi game, you heard about that one. Our Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center kickoff show on WCDO is brought to you by Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center, Route 7 of Riverside, Sydney. For all your transportation needs, including rentals and expert service, rely and Chambers and O'Hara. Cork and the staff are wishing all coaches, players, and fans of both games all the best in tonight's ball game. Tim and I will be back to break it down a little bit, talk about the Bobcats, Coach Tim Mattingly, and Frank Micronis, Unitigo Spartans, as you get ready for live Tri-Town high school football on WCDO.
Have you had an unfortunate accident? Do you need a quick vehicle replacement? Or are you doing a lot of traveling but don't want to put the miles on your own vehicle? Chambers and O'Hara, Riverside in Sydney, has vehicle rentals at competitive rates, available by the day, week, or month. And they will even bill the insurance company for you. Call 563-4311 today for a hassle-free rental. Compact, mid-size, luxury, and vans too. From sales and service to stress-free rentals, call Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney at 563-4311.
Did your garbage get picked up on time? Mine did, because I'm a customer of Lang Trucking in Guilford. For over 15 years, Lang has offered reliable residential and commercial garbage pickup in Delaware, Shenango, and Otsego counties. And when I clean out the garage or attic, I use Lang's one-time pickup service. I hear you don't even have to be a customer for that service. I also like the fact that they are friendly, local people. Their rates are very competitive, and they're now accepting new customers in all route areas. Call Lang Trucking at 895-6365. That's 895-6365. And Lang Trucking proudly supports high school football on WCDO.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
For New York City. State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, Greg Davey and Tim Cutting, and I have practiced the word football and midfield rather than half-court and basketball all this time during the break. But, Tim, you've seen Bainbridge Guilford, but let's talk a little bit about Unitigo, because Nate and I have done their games twice now, and Unitigo, as we know, Josh Firebend coming off that surgery, the Tommy John surgery for his baseball prowess, but and not needing to throw the long ball, he has gone to the short passes. They have a nice mix of run and pass. Offense has made them go, but their defense can also be very, very sticky.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, Greg, I was actually at the game that I saw Unitico play was the first game of the year at Alumni Field in Sydney, and I was on the chain crew, so I got a real close look at the Unitico Spartans. One thing that I really was impressed by is the athletic ability of Tanner Winchester. That young man, a couple times, was dead to rights. Sydney had him dead to rights, and the kid just reversed his field and just outran the coverage. Absolutely amazing.
And we've seen him excel in basketball on varsity the last couple of seasons, and who knew that he had those kind of darting moves in football. And he's not the only weapon, of course. Ryan Marzell has caught some passes. They've done, like I said, they've split it up real well. Tanner Winchester, 14 catches, 311 yards, averaging 22 per catch and with one touchdown. But Marzell, 9 for 157, but four of those for touchdowns. They also have Nate Spaulding, Jared Jones, and Derek Beams to throw to. Winchester, also impressive, 13 for 287 on the running, 22 yards a game, and he's got two touchdowns of 80 yards or more. And like you said, those were runs where he was caught, and he was able to elude the defense just by his quick moves.
Yeah, he definitely brings a lot to the game. I mean, it's just a real fun thing to watch on the football field. And I'll tell you, the Firebend boy, he has got a great, great arm.
Yep.
Even though he has had that Tommy John surgery that you have to think about, you know, for a young kid to have to go through something like that. But I'll tell you what, he still has recovered. He's recovered from it, and he is really, really on top of his game right now.
One of the key returns this week for Bainbridge Guilford, the good news that Austin Carr will be playing tonight, not starting at quarterback, but I'm sure will be in there. Dylan Moffitt moved over. Tim Mattingly was very complimentary of how Dylan moved over from a terrific game at running back that he was able to do in the quarterback position, but Carr will be there in the defense to start out. They are primarily a running team. Austin Capolupo catching 5 of the 9 team passes total. Dylan Moffitt averaging almost 5 yards a carry, 305 yards total. He's run it 63 times. I could see them having some plays where the quarterback runs it tonight.
Yeah, I've seen BG, you know, this is my second week, and Dylan Moffitt is definitely the little engine that makes this place go. I mean, he just does not stop his legs. It's amazing. It's real fun to watch, and we're going to get to see it again tonight.
Yeah, we're going to take a break and come back and have our national anthem sung live by sisters Jolynn and Rebecca Wolosik. So stick around. It is live Tri-Town High School football between BG and Unitigo, division rivals, local rivals here on WCDO.
If you're thinking of buying a new mattress or furniture for your home, now is the time to check out the catalog outlet stores of Unadilla, Oneonta, North Norwich, and Margaretville as they celebrate 25 years of being the area's value leader with anniversary pricing on all brand name living rooms, bedrooms, dining rooms, and mattresses. During this milestone celebration, take advantage of special anniversary pricing on sofas, recliners, TV consoles, sectionals, bunk beds, and more by Ashley, Vaughn Bassett, Liberty, Best Home Furnishings, and more. Mattresses by Kathy Ireland Home, American Bedding, and Gold Bond in all sizes, styles, and comfort levels at fantastic anniversary pricing. Nobody sells mattresses for less. With special anniversary pricing on everything store-wide, along with deep discounts on all closeouts and one-of-a-kinds, this sale is one sale you don't want to miss. Delivery is available, as well as special anniversary interest-free financing to qualified buyers and the chance to win a vacation getaway. For details, stop by the catalog outlet store nearest you or visit online at catalogoutletonline.com.
You can't buy convenience. But with NBT Bank Mobile Banking, you can download it. NBT Bank Mobile Banking places access to your personal finances at your fingertips. With the ability to check balances, view transactions, transfer money, and pay bills, you can enjoy the convenience of banking anywhere, anytime. Convenience counts to you, and that counts to us. Enroll today at nbtbank.com/mobile. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Hey, high school football fans. Angus and Ale Main Street in Sydney hopes you'll join them every high school varsity football game night for the varsity football tailgate party. Sydney, BG, Unitigo, and surrounding area games. Enjoy burgers, wings, and other game time favorites. Join us both pregame and postgame. And when you wear your school colors, take 10% off your meal. Bring the whole family and enjoy our spacious dining room or relax in our tavern. It's varsity football tailgate party night at Angus and Ale Main Street in Sydney, proud supporters of local high school football.
Finding a contractor that you can trust can be difficult, but not when you rely on Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From custom building and expert remodeling, including kitchens and baths, as well as plumbing, heating, and electrical work, Cohen and Fraser Builders see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426. Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back. Our Chamberson O'Hara kickoff show on WCDO from Bainbridge Guilford. Bobcats hosting their local and division rivals, Unitigo Spartans, 3-0 versus 0-3. But many times you tend to throw the record books out when these two teams meet, and having Austin Carr back certainly helps Bainbridge Guilford. Our broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4, strictly prohibited. With Tim Cutting here, who saw Bainbridge Guilford, even though it was an L in the books, what were some of the things that impressed you last week with Bainbridge Guilford?
Well, I just said it a few minutes ago, Dylan Moffitt, the ability of him to continue his legs moving forward after he's been hit once, twice, maybe even three times. He does not give up. It was probably in the second quarter, and we watched him reach out, you know, at the last minute as he was going down, stretched his arm out to try to get that extra yard like you would if you were at the goal line and score. But he was right in the middle of the field. But that was the point that I kept, and I said to Nate, I said, Nate, I said, he's practicing for later in the game. And sure enough, on the two-point conversion, that is exactly what he had to do. Because if he hadn't, he probably wouldn't have scored the extra two.
That's right. They made it 21-20, and, of course, we all know how it ended. I did catch up with a couple, inadvertently catch up with a couple of the officials from that game, and they both had sort of their own little analysis of what should have happened for BG to win that game. What was your analysis? Because from what I understand on the video, the ball, had Moffitt not tried to intercept the ball, it would have been an incomplete pass, ironically, but yeah, it landed on his shoulder.
It definitely would have probably been an incomplete pass, but you got to think about the kid in that point in the time of the game. You know, here's the game on the line. He doesn't know what he's going to do. The ball's coming to him. He made an athletic play. The Delhi kid made another athletic play, and that's just how that game ended. It was two great athletic plays back to back.
It reminds me a little bit of when Delhi and Sydney played the year that Andy Foote switched from soccer to football. It was no way Sydney was going to come back and beat Delhi, but there was a pass that Foote couldn't even get to. It bounded off a shoulder pad of a Delhi kid, and Foote just instinctively, and then with football, it wasn't his instinct, it was his athleticism instinct to grab that ball, and then, of course, he kicked that 48-yarder with time winding down to win the game.
Right, that definitely was a great thing to have a soccer player come to the football side, because you know what, they can kick the football. But I will say this much, the touchdown that Moffitt threw after Austin Carr went out was a fourth down play.
That's right.
And they either had to get a first down or they had to score.
Right.
And the pass was tipped by the Delhi player, hit off the Capilouto boy's shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
He does a 180 in the air, and catches the ball laying down in the end zone. And that's how they scored.
That's right.
Then they had to make that decision. And that's what Nate and I were talking about. Do we go for one? Do we go for two? They went for two. They got it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, this place was just rocking. I mean, and like I said, it was just an amazing, amazing finish to a high school football game here.
And Moffitt had kicked the ball, had kicked an extra point successfully the first time. Yeah.
Yep.
So the Spartans are just about all healthy. One player is out for tonight's game. I think it is Logan Miller. Yep, 6 foot senior, number 75, is injured, but everybody else is ready to go. And they are announcing the BG Bobcats starting lineup before they do the coin toss, of course. It's our only game this weekend, and Nate is off for a wedding that has a running theme. So I'm not sure if they're all doing a marathon or what's going on, but... you know, we wish Nate well. He left Thursday, so it obviously was a distance thing. And he's, of course, he's got too many friends getting married. We gotta talk him out of that stuff. But yeah, last time you and I worked was a basketball game in a snowstorm at Cornell when they had the old C1 C2 basketball, and BG and Courtney Mattingly, Daniel Baldwin, and that crew taking on Green with a Case at Kennedy and Larkin.
Larkin,
that was a classic game.
Yep, I can't believe you brought that up because that was a long time ago, and what a day that was traveling up there too.
Thank you for driving back, because I wouldn't have done it. I would not have done it. So I think I went on the BG bus.
You did. Went on the bus. Yeah. Yeah.
So they're announcing the starting lineups now. Both teams pretty good size, pretty equal size wise, I would say. I was surprised that BG had the bigger kids when they played the Sydney Warriors, and they were winning the game at the line, if you remember that game with Sydney.
Yeah, they definitely were. I mean, that's the one thing I said as we were going off the air last week. I said that Bainbridge is going to get a win here. They're too good of a team. They play too hard. They don't give up. They just continue to strive and strive and strive to get better and better. And they've done that all along, and I don't expect anything different tonight.
Okay. We're going to have a treat, a live national anthem with Jolynn and Rebecca Wolosik. So we're going to give the microphone over to those young ladies of the BG cheerleading squad.
Jolynn and Rebecca Wolosik.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Nicely done, ladies. Want to give credit, Jolynn and Rebecca Wolosik. I'm telling you, it's not as easy as they made it seem. Students at BG, always a treat. I know, Sydney, I know your daughter has sung it. My daughter has sung it, although the difference is your daughter will sing it solo. My daughter has to be in. I remember that. She wouldn't sing it solo.
She definitely didn't get that singing talent from me.
Don't think I'm going to argue. But they're going out for the coin toss now. Just a perfect night for a football game. Got here early, got to walk across the nice Crown Field. Remember when this was the cream of the crop field? I mean, this was it. I remember Unitico Sydney playing homecoming because Sydney's field the first time was being built about 10, 12 years ago. And this field took everything it could give it. And we walked, Chris Capello and I walked across the field after a pouring rain game where there might have been 20 people here, and we could walk across it, and there was no sponginess at all. It drained perfectly. So this is your throwback field now because so many people are going to turf. But BG in their dark blue with white numbers, which we can see very well, and the Unitico Spartans in their white with the green, and this will be the third game fourth game in a row they're wearing their white jerseys. They had to do that in Sydney. deferring the kick. Unitinga wins the toss, defers the kick. So we'll see what BG is going to, it looks like they are going to receive. Yeah, so deferring, BG accepts the ball to start with. Unitigo, that proud of their defense, apparently.
Yeah, that's definitely a good thing. When you have it, when you have that confidence right off the bat to say, hey, we don't need the ball. We're just going to go out there and we're going to stop you three and out. You can't be more pleased as a coach to have that confidence in your players.
Glad to have you with us, and I know we have folks tuned in already on the stream from Hornell, New York, and Huntington, either West Virginia or Virginia. My instinct says West Virginia on that, but in that neck of the woods anyway. And so we are streaming live. If you are listening locally and have friends or loved ones from far away that have interest in these players, these young men who are fighting for the football, their football lives week in and week out, let them know, WCDOsports.com. Sports on demand.
So what do you think? Is it going to be a blasted kick, or are we going to see a little pooch kick into about the 30, or what do you think is going to happen?
We just haven't seen enough kick them long. These kids are practicing before the game, and they're kicking it 50 to 60 yards. Let's see it again, you know, or at least 40 yards. So let's get it. These kids... Yeah, I think they place these guys on the front line because they know that maybe three times a game they're going to get it.
Yep, that's absolutely true.
Have a chance to get it. Anyway.
That's absolutely true, and you have to do that these days because, as everybody knows, that watches football, that once that ball goes over that first line, it's live. And anybody, whether it touches anybody or anything, it's a free ball.
10 yards, and here we go. It's Josh Farben to kick off with a holder, and that will be a ground ball to the shortstop. That is good. Number 85, one of the good hands people, as we like to say. That's Caleb Zuck, junior, 5'9", 145, gets the first defensive touch. So here we go. And the offense is coming in with Dylan Moffitt starting out at quarterback. It may or may not last, but we know that Moffitt will be in there no matter what, whether it's a running back or a quarterback. He's got Ben Bavar as the fullback, Spencer Stevens, tailback, split end is Bailey Green, tight end Alex DeGroat. Across the line, Tyler Hart, Mike Shearer, Dylan Mondor is the center, Phil Ives and Mitchell Mertz. Starting lineup for the BG Bobcats. First play of the game from the 45 of Bainbridge-Guilford. A wide snap, Moffitt takes it, no surprise, he's sweeping around the left end, turns the corner, gets the first down and is out. About 12, 13 yards down the field and into Unitigo's area.
Yep, just a little quarterback keep around the end, and there was great blocking on the end. Unitigo lost outside contain, and Mr. Moffitt took it for a first down.
But we bring it back because of a hold. So cancel that.
Now, that was another thing that happened in that game last week. There were so many good plays, and then all of a sudden a drive would be halted because of a defensive penalty or an offensive penalty or... you know, something just would stall a drive, and it was back and forth. Both teams were doing it. It was just an unbelievable game.
All right, well, 7 yards on the carry for Moffitt, and then minus 15. So we are back already to the 37-yard line of BG. In fact, the same play to the opposite side, but Moffitt finds a seam in between the tackle and guard and makes up a little bit of that room, picks up 6, and it's going to be second and 12 coming up for the Bobcats.
He had a little room there for a second, and then all of a sudden a couple guys from Unitigo showed up and stopped him after a short gain.
They use mainly 6 guys on a 5-man defensive line. Ethan Barber, of course, Riley Hanrahan, Dean Reed, you got Josh Hulbert, Jacob Morrison, and Damian Lair. They will mix and match those 6 guys in the 5-man front. Second and 12 now for the Bobcats. A late handoff to Bavar, Ben Bavar, and he is not going anywhere.
Jacob Morrison hit Bavar in the backfield as he was getting the ball. Bavar struggled through that tackle and got close to the line of scrimmage. I don't think he quite got there, but good effort by the young man to get back where he was.
Nate Wilsey finishing on that tackle that Morrison started. So here we go with a third and 12. First big play for the Bobcats, who rushed for a first down but had it called back for holding on the game's first play. Opening drive, 0-0 is our score. as it always is when we start. Moffitt searching on the left, throwing off the wrong foot. He had a man out there. It was number 9, Bailey Green, who caught a touchdown pass last week. Doesn't do so this week, at least on the first play. But he was open, and, boy, Moffitt up. It looked like the wrong foot or an off balance or something.
Well, it's a tough play. I mean, you have a right-handed quarterback going to his left. That's a tough thing for a young man to do. You have to square your body up. You have to make sure that, you know, everything is going the way you're going and not leaning back. And he made a nice throw, just a tick too far.
All right, the punt will be snapped from the 44-yard line of the Bobcats. So a penalty messed them up from the start. They never recovered. A poor punt that doesn't even stay in bounds from the 44 just about over to the 42. So 6 and 8, 14-yard punt. Nothing to be bragging about there, but the punt went sky high anyway. So Unitinko takes over 1st and 10, actually from their own 41 as we get started. No score. Greg Davey, Tim Cutting. Tri-Town High School football on a Friday night under the lights here at Bainbridge Guilford. So Josh Firebrand starting off from the shotgun, and they love that end around, and sure enough, it's going to be Tanner Winchester. Oh, upended. Nice tackle by Dylan Moffitt to upend Winchester, gain of maybe 2 to 3.
Yep, real nice play there. Winchester had a lot of room, and if Moffitt doesn't make the tackle, he's scampering down the sideline for more.
That's something Green, Sydney, and DePauza Hancock never did. Was take out the legs. You got to do that. Second down and 7 from the 44. Plenty of time for Firebrand. Has Winchester this time on a drag route, and he is down the right sideline. Cuts it back, and there it goes, slashing and crashing. He is down to the 22-yard line, still on his feet. Finally pulled down right at the 20-yard line. Impressive run once again off the catch from Tanner Winchester.
Yep, he caught the ball probably 10 yards down the field, and just it was all his athletic ability outrunning the other tacklers coming back, and the man that made the tackle was Dylan Moffitt.
36-yard pass play, first down for the Spartans already driving in on the Bobcats. They are right there at the red zone marker at the 20. Nate Wilsey straight ahead. A one-on-one tackle nicely done there by Brandon Sickler, 6'4", 280. Yeah, you don't want to run in his direction.
Yep, Sickler was on the play, stayed right with it, made a nice defensive, got rid of his blocker, and got Wilsey after a short game.
Going to ask you about this no-huddle, this quick-snap offense here they got going. Firebrand again to Wilsey. Wilsey didn't get the block. Wait a minute. It was a misdirection that I got fooled on, and good old Tanner Winchester. Or was that Firebend?
I believe it was Firebend.
Firebend takes it on his own. Well, that fooled me. Wilsey got crashed at the line of scrimmage. That's because Firebend had the ball. Okay, fool me once. 18-yard run for Josh Firebend for the touchdown. Goodness. We're going to take a break here after the extra point attempt. Oh, bad snap by Barber. Winchester falls on it. No harm there for BG. They hold it to a 6-0 start. Unitinko on their opening drive, making it look easy. It's 6-0. Unitinko over BG. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Football on WCDO.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
As a small business owner, you are busy meeting the needs of your customers and your staff. Who's there to help meet your needs? Well, come speak with me. I'm Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance. I can help with all your business insurance needs, including workers' compensation and disability. We also have markets for group health and dental plans. Please give me a call at 563-9955 for a free, relaxed, no-pressure analysis of your business insurance needs. That's Neighbors Insurance, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, or in Oneonta, Route 7 on the East End.
Now is the time to think about getting your furnace and those air ducts cleaned for this year's heating season. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Clean of Sydney, and I wanted to take a moment to remind you about basic maintenance of your heating system and home. It is important to do this annually to prevent expensive repairs later on during the winter months. For all your heating, air duct cleaning, plumbing, and electrical work, give me a call at 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Josh Firebrand a little longer this time, and it bounces over to the 30-yard line. Flag on the play, which will mean it's out of bounds without being touched. Gives us a chance to say on that touchdown run by Firebrand, they came out of it knowing their first several plays, and they didn't even huddle. Defense doesn't get a chance to adapt.
Nope, that's a great, I mean, it's a good thing if you have the players that can handle that type of thing. That's a great weapon to have in your arsenal, and Unitigo executed it to perfection.
So with that out-of-bounds kick, it will be automatically first and 10 Bobcats at the 35. Third rushing touchdown for Josh Firebrand, a nice play that fooled both announcers, and we are men enough to admit it. And here we go with the Bobcats. I guess I'll never give it to Wilsey twice in a row. Mental note. All right. Out of the shotgun. And it's straight ahead for Moffitt. Boy, what a job by the blockers. And there's your first down. No penalty flags. 15 yards up to midfield for Dylan Moffitt. They have probably tweaked their offense, not knowing that Carr was coming back. Of course, they practiced with Dylan at quarterback, and they made sure they had some plays. But now he's hobbling a bit coming off the field. That's not good.
No, that is not. He is definitely the catalyst for this team. He definitely makes it go both defensively and offensively, and this is not a good thing to see him hobbling off the field.
And he's being helped off now by assistant coach Mosier and one of his teammates, and he is coming over now. I don't know if it was a stinger in the leg or whether he got hit just enough on the knee from the side. That's anything's possible, so I guess we will see right away. We will see Austin Carr back in there, and he is up over center now, number 20. At midfield for the Bobcats. Right back at it. Bavar off left tackle. Couple of yards and then push back. He'll get forward progress of 2 yards. Stopped on the play by Kyle Spaulding, among others, for Unitigo. That hard right side that they love. They just love pushing him back.
Yeah, number 22, Ben Bavar, kind of a sentimental note for us. People in Sydney, we had him as a Pee Wee football player, and he moved down the road here a couple years ago, and he's now playing with the Bobcats, but he's only a freshman, Greg.
Yeah, and a two-way starter, and he is going to be a good one, no doubt about it. I've seen some of his runs against Sydney. Very, very impressed. 7:53 to go, 6-0 Unitigo in the early lead against the hometown Bobcats, now at the 49 of Unitigo. And there was a player coming off the field. Now, that's Spencer Stevens. I didn't know if he was in motion or whether they just had a miscommunication on people. They had to take a timeout for Bainbridge Guilford. We'll step away for 30 seconds. 7:42 to go. First quarter, 6-0 Unitigo over BG. Live Tri-Town High School football on WCDO.
We're specialists in you. Robert's Eye Care Associates. We care about the way you see. You'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do. We're specialists in you. Robert's Eye Care Associates.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Greg Davey and Tim Cutting filling in for Nate Lull and whoever this weekend. I know I've been his second guy. You've been his second banana.
Mm-hmm.
He did a game solo last week, but it's the two of us tonight. You've got us. Second down and 9 for the Bobcats, who just took a timeout to avoid a 5-yard penalty for too many men on the field. Austin Carr filling in for Dylan Moffitt now, and he breaks a couple of tackles and gets just inside the 40-yard line. Looks like another first down, 10-yard pickup for Austin Carr. Let's not forget, Austin Carr can run the ball, too.
Yep, that's definitely a part of their offense that, you know, was greatly missed last week, and you know, having Austin back, especially after they're working on Dylan on the sideline on his ankle, is what they're working on right now, is his ankle. So having Mr. Carr back in the lineup is a good thing for the Bobcats.
Tyler Maycomber comes back in, tight end, 5'10", junior. He's bringing in the play to Austin Carr, who just recently got cleared to play, and good thing, because Dylan Moffitt is out right now. Bad snap, and he's going to fall on it. No other recourse there. Keeping the possession, it's back to the 45-yard line of Unitigo. Bobcats trailing 6-0 and trying to get some offensive continuity despite losing Dylan Moffitt. They're taking his shoe off and they're wrapping the ankle, so it must have been an ankle stinger.
Yeah.
Hopefully he'll be back.
Well, like I was just going to say real quick there, number 51 from Unitico gets a very, very easy tackle on that play because they did not blow that whistle until Mr. Barber was on top of Carr.
Yeah,
but Carr did a nice job covering it up, not trying to pick it up and take, you know, make a crucial mistake there.
Ethan Barber, a defensive juggernaut on this team, no question about it. Of course, he was a Catalog Outlet Dynamic Defense Award winner against Green. Second down and 15. Oh, a fake, and now a pump fake, and now the throw, and a catch, a great catch at the 12-yard line for Bailey Green. I love the pump fake because it allowed Green to get a little space, and it was maybe a little underthrow, but Green stayed with it. Nice catch.
Yep, really nice pump fake by Carr there. Got the defensive back to bite, and then Green just continued on his route, and then really nice throw and catch. Fantastic play, BG.
33 yards to Bailey Green, only his second catch of the season. The first one was a touchdown of similar yards, so first penetration inside the 30-yard line. Carr sweeping it around left tackle and getting stopped real hard there by number 58, Josh Hulbert. He's a junior, 5'10", 175 on the defensive line.
A gain of about four on the play, though. It was a really nice run and a good finish to the run because Carr was not going to be denied that he was going to get knocked backwards. He did go forward and got some more positive yardage.
So Carr with a gain of three. Second down from the 13, no, from the 8. Carr fakes the handoff, slips through the left side, not far enough. Might have got a couple. He might have gotten down to the 5. Yeah, he's down to the 5, pick up of 3 more, and they are knocking on the door. And this is despite Dylan Moffitt being injured. They are attending to him, and he should be back.
Yeah, and as we speak, Greg, he's walking, looking at his coach, saying, get me back in that huddle.
You knew that was coming. Third down and a long two from the 6-yard line. And the shotgun snap comes to Carr. He's running it all the way. Barber slows him down, and then the rest of the guys come in. Tyler Marzell, among others. And Carr just didn't have anywhere to go. And part of that play breaking down is the line did not give him that initial block for him to burst through. And Barber made the first crack at him.
At first look, Greg, I thought it was actually just a roll right kind of thing, and he was going to look for somebody dragging across the backside. But there were no receivers on any patterns there. They were out stock blocking. So it was Carr all by himself.
So 0 for 2 on third down conversions, but now the ball is at the 15, or check that, at the 10. 4:23 to go, clock running in the first quarter, 6-0 Unitico. They scored on their only possession so far. Second time for BG, but their best offensive drive of the two, or the better, I guess. Now it's Carr is under center. He's got Moffitt behind him, a quick flip pass. That was intended for Green, broken up.
And pass was just a tad bit low, a tough catch for Mr. Green, so the turnover on downs, and it'll be Unitigo's ball, first and 10.
But they did make things happen. They got 3 first downs on that drive, and in a game of field position, not necessarily possession, but position, they have put Unitigo back as far as you almost can at the 10-yard line. And let's see what kind of offense and whether they go back to a huddle or whether they've got several plays designed already. They spread the offense out. Josh Fireman in the shotgun. He's got Wilson as the only setback. He's looking left, left, left. Has over the middle is Marzell. Marzell waits for a block. He's going to have to do it himself. He just got a good block. He's at midfield. He's down the right sideline. Only one guy that can get him. He is cutting back from the 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, 90 yards. One play, one touchdown, Unitico, Ryan Marzell. Talk about yards after catch. He just made it happen. Got a couple of key blocks in on his way.
Absolutely. They just ran a quick slant to Marzell, probably a 5-8-yard pass play, and then it was all Ryan Marzell.
90, I don't ever remember writing the number 9 in the first digit like that. 90 yards. Incredible. His 5th scoring touchdown of the season. nicely done. I'm impressed. And he was just wide open.
Yeah, he was. He did pick up, like you said, Greg, he did pick up a couple key blocks that got him to the outside. But once he got to the outside, there was only one would-be tackler, and Marzell's speed just was too much for the BG Bobcat.
All right, Marzell, Fireband throwing up top for Marzell. Did he catch it? Referee says yes, he did. Moffitt was draped over him. He still made the catch. Marzell, state wrestling finalist, and he is in for the two-pointer. So with that eight, it brings it up to 14-0 with 3:46 to go. We'll take a short break. It is live Tri-Town High School football on WCDO.
At Catskill Travel of Sydney, travel is our business. No matter what type of travel you require, you can count on us for the lowest applicable fares and best travel options. Catskill Travel specializes in exciting cruises to anywhere in the world, no matter what time of year you travel. And we offer exceptional rates through our discount cruise affiliation. Ask about leisure cruise packages for popular destinations like Disney World, the Caribbean, and Mexico. When it's time for your next trip, see the people who know travel. Catskill Travel on River Street in Sydney next to R.E. Wilbur. Call 563-2156.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Greg Davey and Tim Cutting back ready for the next kickoff. This one will be a left-footed boot in the air, bouncing at the 22 and again out of bounds. And that kicker was number 71, and that's Damian Whitehill Archibald. So he got a chance, sophomore, to kick the ball, and left-footed, no less.
And he put his foot into it.
That was not a
little pooch kick.
So it's pretty clear early on. I mean, Bainbridge-Guilford with an impressive drive getting down inside the five at one point, and then, of course, self-destructing inside that area. They've got to get something going now, or it could be a very long night.
Yeah, definitely. This is a crucial drive for them. They need to get some points put on the board just to keep their motivation going, because Unitigo did it on the first drive with no huddle and all, pretty much nothing but rushing, and this last one was nothing but a 90-yard pass play.
Yep, just a few ticks off the clock. So Austin Capolupo is wide to the near side with single coverage. Carr got a low snap. He's going to have to run it, and there could be a fumble out there. And they are saying, yes, indeed, a fumble. Poor Austin Carr, he had a terrible snap come his way, and then fumbling the ball on top of that, it's turned right back over to Unitigo.
Yeah, he took a heck of a hit there, but it was definitely a result of that bad snap. He definitely didn't have time to get a hold of the ball and secure it before he was hit in the ribs by a couple of Unitigo Spartans.
So first, true turnover. It turned one over on downs. This one on a fumble. Back to Unitigo. The field a lot shorter for them now. From the 30. Fireman, time to throw. Airs it out this time. Got a man out there. A diving catch, possibly.
Tanner Winchester.
And it is Tanner Winchester. Yep. Finally, he gave up the football to the official. We could see his jersey. I knew it was either Marzell, Spaulding, or Winchester, and make it Winchester, Tanner Winchester.
Sorry about that delay, but that football was right over his number. We could not see who it was.
Another terrific catch, and I think the quarterback of Unitigo is starting to find that he can throw the ball farther now with more comfort without the pain.
Yeah, and I noticed that he doesn't have that big bracelet that he had on when he played in the Sydney game. I noticed he's not wearing that tonight. So
Firebend with a kick. It's up and good. Why don't we just stay right here, because only 13 seconds passed between the fumble and the first play. So that's two drives of one play each.
Yep. And you know what? When you have the ability to do that with your offense, it's not a bad thing, and it's a great, great feeling for a coach on the sideline.
All right, so you are the coach of Bainbridge-Guilford. You're Tim Mattingly, and you've got, before the next possession, you've got to tell your kids something to get them motivated. What does a coach tell his team after they've been deflated like that for two plays?
I think he just tells them to reach deep inside, you know, and tells them that they're Bobcats. They know they have that instilled in them already. They are very, very motivated kids anyways. I don't think they need a lot of motivation, but you just remind them that they're a good team and, they have the ability to turn this back around.
All right, so this is same kicker. It was touched by a Bobcat. It's picked up by another Bobcat, and that's going to land at the 25-yard line. And that was number 21, Austin Capolupo, who wound up the second person to touch it. But yes, after 10 yards, as long as it's touched, it is in play. It's actually in play after 10 yards. Mm-hmm. I saw a kid in Harpersville one time. He wound up going to West Point. He had a very simple name, like John Clark or something. And the ball slipped up in the air, and it only went 15 yards. Kid came from about the 40, ran in the air, caught it, and ran for a touchdown. The other team was stunned, but it was a legal play.
Yes, it is. Very legal.
Hardly ever see it. All right, first down from the 27, 28-yard line. Will not get run because we've got a nasty yellow flag, as my friend Dave Keller likes to say. Dave Keller coaching JVs for Sydney this year.
Oh.
He said he's come full circle. Oh, that's a penalty against the Spartans.
Defensive penalty there. Give a little positive yardage to the Bobcats.
Did you see the indication?
I saw it was offside. Okay. Definitely offside. Sorry about that.
All right, so first and five.
Yeah.
So here comes Capolupo to the near side. Austin Carr back in there, quarterback. Goes to fakes to Dylan Moffitt. Carr along the left side had some room to run if he had gotten by the tackler. And he was unable to do that. I don't know if you saw the guy making the
defensive
tackle.
End. I'm not quite sure the number right now, but made a really nice play, got rid of his blocker, and was right there in time to get Carr.
I'm going to go with Jake DeJoy, who is an outside linebacker. I think it was 17 that I saw, but okay. Carr was very close to breaking it. Might have gotten a yard. He's already carried the ball 7 times for 1 yard, as many as 10 yards, but he's lost it. Of course, he had the one bad snap and then the fumble. So a little change there. Ben Vavar checks in. Bailey Green comes in with a play. Second down and 4. We're still in the first quarter. 2:36 to play, and it's already Unitingo 21, Bainbridge Guilford nothing. Bobcats bring it in close this time. Carr, more of a traditional handoff. But still, you got a block before the tackle, and the tackle made on Vavar right there at the line of scrimmage. One of the guys in there was Dean Reed, 55, only a freshman.
Yeah, I was just going to say, you were talking about the BG Bobcats and what they can do and everything, and it looks to me like the Unitego Spartans are owning the line of scrimmage right now. They are getting penetration. They are in the backfield. The backs have no chance, and hopefully the Bobcats line will start getting a little push down the field for them.
All right, so we've got a guy wide to the near side. And Carr and Moffitt literally run into one another. So because Moffitt had been working out as the quarterback this week and not the running back, there's some signals crossed. On third down and long, they lose 3 more yards. It's now 4th and 8, and they'll be punting.
Yeah, and this is not a very good position to be if you're in Bainbridge. Let's see what the coverage is, because they put back their number 6, Tanner Winchester, and that young man returned a couple punts in the Sydney game where he could have he almost broke them.
All right, from the 30, the punt, and a pretty good one that's going to take a good BG bounce. That was Zach Wieman with the punt to the, looks like the 33 of Unitego. Spartans will take over, and I wonder if they'll be throwing the ball on first down.
Well, I think, how do you go away from it? It's working. It's been 2 different types of pass plays, but you know what? It's working, and if I'm Coach Microni, I think I try it again.
37-yard punt for Zach Wiemet. And there's 1:07 to play in the first quarter. 21-0, Unitego. Feeling very comfortable on all their offensive plays. And now Josh Farben under center, and a misdirection with the fullback, or a delay, let's call it, to Nate Wilsey. Wilsey hit hard right there behind the line of scrimmage, although he was able to muscle it for 2. He's up to the 35-yard line of Unitego, 2nd down and 8.
Wilsey, for a big kid, as a fullback, showed some really good agile feet right there. He was going to his right, bounced back to his left, and got the positive yardage. Nice job, bud.
5'7", 180, classic fullback, high school level here, and third year on the varsity. Second down and eight. Spartans have not even seen a third down yet. Firebend right there up under center again, and it is a nice play on the defense. They did try a misdirection to Winchester, but BG reading it on that far side. Didn't see who made the tackle, but a loss of five on the play back to the 30.
And Tanner did not have a lot of time with that. He got the ball, and he also met a big, big blue jersey.
And we are ending the first quarter. 21-0 Unitego, scoring on all three possessions, two of them, totaling one play each. So they have made it work in the first quarter. BG, though, coming up big on the defense, giving Unitego a third down and long. When we come back, it is live Tri-Town High School football on WCDL.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles on the lot. Every make and model from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and so many more. And remember, guaranteed credit at Butler Auto Sales, service and rentals, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney. The name your friends, family, and neighbors know and trust. Shop 24/7 online at butlerautosales.com.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. The area's most trusted and diversified source for all your disposal needs. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-261 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Ready to go, third down and 12. Firebend being chased. He comes up out of the pocket, has some room to run, and he almost gets back. Well, he's within 4 yards of the first down. Little zig and zag by Firebend. He's got an 18-yard touchdown run already. Comes up with a 7-yard gain there, but a lot more than 7 yards running. He stepped up in the pocket and did a nice job. He's got such poise.
Yeah, it was a real nice play. He actually, how do I want to say it? He had four guys in the pattern. They all took off. The defenders turned their backs on it.
Well, there's a fake on fourth down, and no surprise because Firebend's the punter. But Ryan Marzell, if he's not careful, isn't going to make the first down. And he's still on his feet driving, and a flag on the play at the 47-yard line. Might be a face mask involved. But let's just say that Firebend was back as if to punt, and he threw the ball complete to Ryan Marzell. Marzell, they're going to come back on that, or can you decline that?
I think they would want to take that.
Because the face mask, is it's marched off from the spot of the foul?
Right. Well, they're calling a legal block in the back, I do believe.
Oh.
It's not a face mask. I do apologize. I did tell you that. Yep.
And that will still be fourth down, right. Okay. So pass play technically is completed, but with a penalty, like Tim said, that goes back 15 yards. So right now, the net is a minus two, and it's now fourth down and eight coming up.
So they're back in punt formation again. We'll see if they do it again.
Yeah, it's the real deal this time. Nice punt by Firebend. There's nobody back, Tim. Notice there is no return man. They're just going to take their chances at the 21-yard line.
I think they had a full block on, or full, you know, rush on by Bainbridge there. I think they wanted to try to get the block on that play. They did not have a receiver back there. The only person that could have caught the ball was the official.
42-yard punt, by the way. Nicely done. But you know what? Better still, good defense by Bainbridge Guilford. They stopped the mighty, mighty Spartans, who have been offensively nearly perfect until that drive that stalled. So early moments of the second quarter, Greg Davey, Tim Cutting. It's 21-0 here at BG with the Spartans leading their local rivals up Route 7. And first play is a good one. It is Ben Bavar. Bavar with a first down run of 13 yards up to the 35-yard line of Bainbridge Guilford, started at the 22.
Not too sure who the play caller is for Bainbridge, but that was a nice little mix right there. Ben Moffitt Carr, Moffitt, Carr, Moffitt, Carr. Give it to the fullback. Boom, straight ahead. Nice little game.
And you got to think of it this way. Remember, Dave Kelly's on the sidelines. You're going to see some Deli-ish, Bulldog-ish plays. He kept it simple, I remember. He only had about seven plays. And they won championships galore, including a state championship. 35-yard line, again with Bavar. So maybe they've got the workhorse wearing number 22 now instead of Moffitt or Carr. They give it to Bavar, and he just muscled. I mean, literally drove the legs from the 35 up to the 44-yard line. Nine-yard gain.
Nice play. Worked the first time. Do it again. And it worked again.
So in the middle of that, Unitigo Spartan defense is Jacob Morrison, 6'2", 295, a sophomore. He took that one personally. He's digging in on this one. Second down and one. Austin Carr, straight handoff. This time it's Moffitt. And Moffitt appears to have the first down by a yard. So the Unadilla Valley, well, you go ahead, you say it.
Okay, just got an update from Unadilla Valley at the end of the first quarter. The Sydney Warriors are up 6-0.
Okay. You interpret your own texting. I'm not going to do it. I saw up, and I go, who's up?
Well, you have to consider the person texting me is a state employee, okay. So you have to figure that out.
Oh, boy. Zing. All right, from the 46, BG, starting to move this football. Two first downs in three carries to Moffitt, and he's doing a lot on his own. He's got another first down. Nice spin move. He gets out of trouble once, twice, and he's now at the 39-yard line. Possible flag after the play. I'm not sure. That's what I saw flying in the air. Yes, I did see that.
There was definitely a flag, and it looked to me like it was going to be against Unitigo because one of the BG Bobcats went flying right at the end of that play.
And Moffitt's limping off the field, but I'll tell you what, you could not tell he was sore on that play. He just kept going and going.
And as I said, it was a personal foul against the Spartans. So the gain that Moffitt just did is now increased because of the penalty on the Spartans.
So I think they're going to have to pace themselves with Dylan Moffitt right now based on that ankle. But well, boy, what a job! Plus the penalties, as Tim said, down to the 25-yard line. Bobcats driving again. Austin Carr is under center. The quick handoff to Bavar, and boy, was he cracked right there. Gain of 2 to 3 yards, I think. Yeah, we'll call it a healthy two.
Not sure who made that tackle, but that was absolutely perfect technique. He broke down, he took him low, and wrapped up and just drove him backwards. Great, great play.
Bavar with 2 yards. He's got 24 yards on six carries. Moffitt, 5 for 44. Austin Carr, 8 for -2. But he's also the one that had some bad snaps he had to deal with. Down to the 22-yard line. Everybody in tight right now for the Bobcats. Again, a quick opener. Bavar had his first alley closed off right away, and it didn't get much better. The stop in the backfield by number 61, Jesse Coleman, 5'7", junior linebacker.
So turnaround's fair play. I gave the BG Bobcats a nice little pat on the back for making adjustments and going to the fullback. Well, let me just say kudos to the Unitigo Spartans because they figured out a way to stop that.
From the 25, back to the 25, which was the original line of scrimmage. So third and 10. Bobcats have gotten inside the 10 but failed to score. They're trying to do something here with it. Moffitt, not the slickest of pitches from Austin Carr. And that's going to bring the ball back 3 yards on a third down. So now fourth down and 13.
Number 15, Seth Burnham from Unitigo, the outside linebacker, made an absolutely fantastic play. Did not lose outside contain and made Moffitt turn back, but also made the tackle on his own. Didn't have to wait for the hook coming from the inside.
And that Seth Burnham is actually Josh Firebrand's cousin. Fourth down, 13. Ball at the 28 of Unitigo. Bobcats going for it, obviously, on fourth down. Possible passing situation. Carr does drop back. He's looking to the right side. He's got a man out there trying for the catch. That was Capolupo. Went up for it with one hand as he's diving, and it's incomplete. Well defended. and they'll turn the ball over again unless there's a stoppage here with a flag. Let's see. Yeah, I see a flag on the far side. There might be some contact on the way down. Procedure.
False start.
Okay. And that's declined, obviously, so turn right back over to Unitigo. Well, I mean, there's two ways to look at this. They're bending. Unitigo is bending but not breaking, and Bobcats are nibbling inside there but just can't complete the deal.
Yeah, they have the Bobcats are showing really good progress. They're making some nice plays and stuff, and then all of a sudden they just kind of like stall out, and they're stalling out and giving Unitigo, you know, a lot of field to take the ball to. So we'll see what happens on this series.
In between the 20s, Bobcats playing very, very well. Bullet thrown to Winchester, who went backwards before he could go forwards, and the result on that is about a four-yard pass play. Firebend to Winchester, and something tells me you better have your gloves on your hands when Firebend throws the short pass, because that was a bullet.
Yeah, he's throwing a fastball there. That's definitely not anything with any type of touch.
Now a throw out to the sidelines to Nate Spaulding, and Spaulding dives just for a couple of extra yards, knowing he's going out of bounds. That's a pickup of maybe three, and they're just going to keep nibbling like this at third down and one.
Yeah, that was just a step-back screen for the wide receiver. No cut, no blocking out there. He just was one-on-one with his man, and he just slipped.
First catch of the game for Spaulding, and now they give it to Wilsey. Why not give it to fullback when it's third and short? And it wasn't exactly a straight-ahead run. He picked his spot, got the two-yard gain, and a first down for Unitigo.
Like I said before, he's showing some pretty good agility. I mean, for the fullback, he's making some really nice cuts.
Right back at it, no huddle, and we are at the 42-yard line. Unitigo is down anyway. On the slant pattern, Spaulding wide open that time through the hands.
And
well,
as you can see, yeah, definitely a nice run pattern, and if that young man had caught that ball, I think he's still running.
First incompletion after starting the game 6-for-6, by the way. Second down from the 42-yard line of Unitigo. They're leading 21-0, but two well-defended stands by BG's defense lately. Trying to do it again. Second down and 10. Rolling out is Firebend. Looking, he's pointing to Winchester. Get out there. And he completes the pass at the 40-35 again. Darton zigging and zagging down to the 36-yard line. That was just that innate ability between receiver and quarterback to do what needs to be done on an ad lib, and that was a first down.
Yeah, BG had a real nice play there. They had him stopped, and he just said, extend your route, and he did, and that's how he got him the ball.
Fourth catch for Winchester. First down again from the 36, straight up ahead. You know what that means. That means Nate Wilsey. Wilsey for three. Inside now the 35-yard line, and they're going right back to business.
Yep, they are not huddling.
Doesn't give me a chance to put the stats in the book, for goodness sake.
They are definitely making you work, Greg.
Second down at 8, a long 7. Firebend comes back on the shotgun. He's throwing long. He's got a man out there over the shoulder for Marzell. No, it's through his hands. Maybe slightly overthrown, but no question about it, Marzell had the defense beat.
He definitely did. He had three or four steps on the defender, and it would look like a good throw from here. But again, we are high atop a press box, and you know, can't quite see exactly if it did hit him in the hands or not, but it looked like a pretty good pass.
Well, 199 yards unofficially passing for Josh Firebend so far, 7-for-9 to start the ball game. We have 5:34 to go till halftime, 21-0. Not sure what Tim and I are going to talk about at halftime. Maybe we'll throw in some Derek Jeter, because I haven't heard anything about him lately. Third and eight. Firebend with the flag on the play, a slant pattern way overthrown. Looking for Derek Beams, actually, on that play, 81. And there was a flag before it was thrown, so that's holding.
No, actually, chop block.
Oh, was it? Okay.
Chop block.
All
yep.
right. But yep. the white hat, who I guess the white hat stands behind
yep.
the
yep.
offense?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
I'm learning.
White hat is behind the offense, and the umpire stands behind the defense.
25 years of doing this, and I still didn't know that. I just know that one guy's got a white hat,
you know,
he's in charge.
The umpire you know is behind the catcher.
That's right. Shot block, just like Tim said. So here they come back close to midfield. Actually, it is on the other side, 49 of Unitigo. with 5:27 to go. So this is third and astronomical right now from the 49. Spot of the foul, plus 15. Or minus 15, I guess you could say. Fire Ben, pump fake, going across the middle. He's got a man. Derek Beams is out there. Incomplete. Very, very, very close. Defending on the play, number 55, Dylan Mondor, is the middle linebacker. It's a challenge when your middle linebacker has to play a defensive back position.
Absolutely, and I tell you, that tight end ran a nice little pattern there. He was definitely open. And
fourth down gamble. No, it's going to be a punt. Well, Fire Ben, you know, he's the dual threat there. And the punt comes back, and from the 49, we'll be down at the 12-yard line. So right there, 39 yards on the punt. The kid can send it long, whether it's in the air or from the foot. 5:21 to go still. 21-0, Unitigo. But again, Bainbridge, Guilford, in addition to some mistakes on the penalties from Unitigo, Bainbridge, Guilford is stepping it up on the defense.
They definitely are. They've made a couple of adjustments in the second quarter that have stalled a couple of the drives for the Unitigo Spartans. And like you said, Greg, Unitigo is not helping themselves because they are picking up some foolish penalties that are adding on to the yardage.
When you have a large lead, sometimes you can get sloppy. You got to do what you got to do. Moffitt, oh my goodness, he can't do what he wants to do. He is ripped down inside the five. It's just a matter of where they are going to spot the ball.
His forward progress, I think, has got him to about the 8. That's where they're setting up the line of scrimmage.
All right, so Moffitt minus 4. That's I think, based on the stalling of the offense, I think the defense has been inspired. Many of them, just switching sides of the ball, but I think it's inspiring them to play a little harder.
Yeah, and it's tough. It's tough in these small schools because most everybody's playing both ways. And I'll tell you what, you get awful, awful tired that last 4 minutes of the half.
All right, Carr is under center. Here comes the defense chasing him. He rolls out, throws it long, has a man out there, and there might be a flag, and there is a flag. The intended receiver, Tyler Maycumber, and he was bumped from behind. I think that was a catchable ball. Good call by the official in that case.
Yeah, definitely. The young man that was playing safety did not play the ball. He played the receiver, and there you go. There's another penalty. It's going to be resulting a first down for the Bobcats.
So let's talk about this as they're measuring this off because, again, I made a quick mention of it. You know, they go up 21-0. They're doing everything right when I'm talking about Unitigo scoring their first three possessions, two of them on one play at a time, as we have a timeout in here, so we get a chance to talk about it. It's up to the coaches to tell these kids, because they are 16, 17 years old, you can't let down. Just because we're up and it seems like it's easy, you know, they've had a chop block now. They've had illegal block in the back. They have now had a defensive pass interference.
Yep.
That stuff in a close game is inexcusable. And, they're up by 3 touchdowns, but you got to minimize
it. It is, and I think that's why what's being said in this timeout right now. Maconi and the defensive coordinator for Unitigo are probably telling that defense right now, you don't help them. We're playing a good game. We are playing the game that we came here to play, and we are giving them first downs on the last three, possessions. I'm going to say they were given first downs because of defensive penalties, one being after the play.
Right.
And, that's the kind of thing that you just cannot do, especially when you're up 21-0, you could be putting the game away.
All right, so from the 8-yard line where that pass was thrown, it's up to the 24, so unofficially a 16-yard penalty. But more importantly for BG, with 4:25 to go, they could actually drive down the field and work the clock with timeouts to spare. So Carr is there at the 24. Handoff to Moffitt. Moffitt spins his way up to the 30-yard line. Pickup of 6.
Yeah,
that's all they really need from Moffitt,
right,
is 5-6 yards.
Yep, and I'll just say this, again, like I said before, he just does not stop driving his legs. And when you do that, the tackler is spinning you forward, and you're getting a couple more yards on top of the, what you earned. So
yeah,
great play.
And with a weak ankle, he could still do that spin move. I'm just marveling at that.
Oh, to be young again.
Yeah, from the 30. The only spins I move are on the dance floor, as you know. As you don't want to know, actually. All right, Carr again with second and four. Off the right tackle for Bavard. Bavard's getting those churn them out kind of yards, and he, to be a freshman and such a target, he just got mobbed by three Unitigo Spartans, well defended, but he gets them 2 yards closer to the first down marker.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, in the first quarter, when Ben was getting his positive yardage there, Unitigo didn't think of him as a threat. And I think they were keen on Moffitt and Carr, mm-hmm. and they weren't really paying attention to him. Now they're paying attention to number 22.
Yeah, he had 13 and 9 on consecutive carries. You're right. So here we go with a 3rd and 2. Very key play in the first half for the Bobcats. They need 2. And they are going to get it with Ben Bavard picking up 4 when he only needed 2. And Bavard has proven that gutsy move up the middle. You know, you got to wrap that kid up. You can't stop him with strength. You got to do it with technique.
Yep, definitely. It's not one of those. It's not a player that you can just hit and think he's going to fall down. You have to hit. You have to wrap, and you have to drive your legs. Otherwise, he's going to drive his and go right over top of you.
6 first downs for the Bobcats. 5 of them rushing, and 1 complete pass for 33 yards. There's a breakthrough for Bavard, and he gets double teamed for the tackle. But another solid run, 11 yards on that. The clock will stop. It's up to the 49-yard line of BG. What a great run by Bavard.
Yep, popped that cool quick hitter right inside the guard again. And I'll tell you what, he hit that hole as hard as he could, as fast as he could, and he was right through the backers in no time.
Clock running when they moved the change, 2:19. Clock running. Bobcats have half the field to go. Trying to end that goose egg on the scoreboard. Austin Carr replacing Dylan Moffitt, who was injured. Dylan Moffitt has come back in the game. He's in there right now. He will now be the lead blocker for Bavard. But, oh, what a crunch by number 61, Jesse Coleman again, among others. But Bavard's finding a little tougher on that play. 2-yard pickup, though.
That was 2 really hard-earned yards right there.
Yeah.
He got hit hard, spun around, and fell forward for the extra yard.
Clock down to 1:39. I think the Bobcats have 1 timeout left. Remember, they used an early one to avoid a penalty for too many men. They're now on the 49 of Unitigo. Far side is Capolupo. It's going to go to Moffitt. Moffitt to the right side, waiting for block. He gets what? He gets a first down. He does not get out of bounds, however. He is down to the 39-yard line. Pickup of 10 for the first down.
Clock will stop while they move the chains, but, again, like you said, Greg, he did not get out of bounds. He was over there. He had a chance, but didn't quite get there.
And, of course, they're still bringing plays in, so that takes time off the clock. First down from the 39-yard line of Unitigo. Bobcats on another impressive drive in between the 20s, but they want to punch it in. From the 39, Carr. The pitch to Moffitt, sweeping to the near side. Wilsey chases him down, gets some help. There is a late flag. It was Wilsey and also number 22, Dawson Wilsey and Nate Wilsey on the tackle. But there was one hit there that caused the flag to come out.
Yeah.
But we'll see what that's all about.
I'm thinking it was a helmet to helmet, but I'm not positive.
Face mask or showing.
It is a face mask, see? Why I said I wasn't positive.
So Moffitt with a nice sweep move, and it looks like could that be the five yard variety?
I'm not quite sure, but Dylan Moffitt is on the ground right now. He's got his bell rung a little bit here. Did see him move, so yeah. Everything's good there.
I noticed that whenever there's an injured player for Team A, Team B all gets together and they could drop to one knee. Is that something that's required now?
I believe it is, and I think it's a great thing for the game. I really do. I mean, I really think it shows the respect that those kids have for the other team and everything. So And you know, and in that situation, you don't know. I mean, that could be you next, and right. that's just exactly why they do it. So
I appreciate that because I wasn't sure. You know, I've meant to ask football coaches about that, but you don't want to bring up an injury anyway. So mm-hmm. 52 seconds to go in the first half. They are bringing Moffitt off the field. He's a tough son of a gun. He'll be back. There's no doubt about it. He's walking, so I think he's just got shaken up. He'll have to go through a concussion test. But now the clock is, or the first down is showing first down. So it's first down and one. Unofficially, I guess. Could be second and one. Carr fakes it to Stevens. He's going long. He's got a man out there. Incomplete. He's going for Bailey Green.
I'm kind of confused by this. I don't think they moved the chain crew. It looks like...
Well, it was a 5-yard gain, and then I think a 5-yard face mask to get it down to within one or 5 and 4 or
right.
whatever.
It just looks really funny because
it was first and
inches.
All right, so Carr, second in inches. It faked to Stevens. And Ethan Barber, who we have not called very often, not that he hasn't made tackles. But it's going to be a carry. It was carried by Stevens, and he lost two, and a timeout by BG. I believe it's their final one. And the clock stops with 31.8. 21-0 Unitigo scored all their touchdowns in the first quarter, but since then BG's played a very, very good defensive solid game. They just have not been able to punch it in despite a number of first downs. Yep, that's their last timeout. So third down and three coming up.
And just to kind of prep everybody here, this last 31 seconds kind of reminds me of last week in the fourth quarter. It was a little bit more time when they had that long play, but it was right about this part of the field. And they were going towards this end zone when Moffitt, or excuse me, I believe that was Carr was still in the game. Carr hit Capiluto in the end zone for a touchdown. It was a fourth down play, but we're on third down right now, so we might see that here in the next few seconds.
Well, we didn't step away because we're so close to halftime. We didn't want to miss a play. Sometimes when we take a couple of commercials, which we appreciate the sponsors as always, but we don't want to miss this action. BG on the verge right now, third down and three. They have the ball on Unitigo's 33-yard line. It'll be a long snap. And sure enough, Carr airing it out, looking for Capiluto, but Capilupo, I should say. He didn't know where the ball was. He kept looking behind him, and the ball was over his head.
The ball was already in the air, and I don't think he ever picked it up. Like Greg said, he looked like he didn't think he was getting thrown to. Yeah. And I don't know. I mean, I think he was running his route like he should, mm-hmm. and he never picked up the ball.
Carr had plenty of time that time, too, so he was able to set and throw. He's got a darn good arm. Overthrew that time. So, Capiluto on the far side, Bailey Green on the near side. This is, for all intents and purposes, their final play of the half. Going for it on fourth down from the 33. Carr doesn't get everything on it. He's going for Capiluto. They're up in the air. Knockdown. Real nice defensive play that time. I'm thinking that was Jared Smith back there knocking it down, number 9. So good play. And it will indeed. That's, the third time they have turned it over on downs, Tim.
Yeah, it definitely has just a little bit of a downturn here for the BG Bobcats. You know, and we talked about it before. Dylan Moffitt is the catalyst that makes this team go. And when he's on the sideline, it's a totally different team out there.
The thing that BG can't do is hang their heads. I know when Austin right. Dean was lost to Sydney in the scrimmage, the kids just hung their heads, they said. All right, first down. Don't count out the possibility of a long pass for Fireband, but he's going to run this one. That's the design play. He's got a first down. Boy, he's out in the open field, up to midfield. 15, 16, 17 yards on the play. I think if I'm the coach and I've got my quarterback running in the open field, I get very nervous. There could be a hard hit. But a first down, Firebend's second first down run. The other one was a touchdown. He's run three times, total of 42 yards.
And they're letting the quarter go.
Yep, and the clock will end. So we now can hear from some of our great sponsors, including Morabito Energy Products, because they are our halftime sponsor. Tim and I will be back. We'll talk about Derek Jeter. We'll also talk about a guy who is a Bainbridge Guilford graduate, but is well-known in New York State in the sport of track and field. So stick around. It's 21-0. Unitigo leading Bainbridge Guilford. Much better game in the second half for Bainbridge Guilford. Have yet to put it in, but that could be just a sign of things to come in the second half. We'll have to see. It is 21-0. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Football on WCDO.